Tehillim, 8th Mishnah. Hamoyred es ha-galgalim. Veskleb boker b'shas ha-kodim l'mayim. Very dry outside, and these wheels and different other type of kalim that use yokes and the like start cracking, and you put them into the water. Hishvil she'yichutzu, so that the crack should come back together again. It swells up a little bit in the moisture. I raise the bechiyutan because you're interested in them getting some moisture. Amayid behema lishtois, he brings his animal into the water to drink. Amayim al bechiyutan, the water that comes up with his mouth, that he had intent for that to happen. So therefore, those waters considered water. There's machshav, and they fall on food afterwards. They'll be machshav the kabel tumah. But the fact that his feet went into it, something that has no interest, the owner has no interest in, and therefore that's water that you do not machshiv, and it's not mekabel machshiv the kabel tumah, does not make something worthy of kabel tumah. But the feet were very dirty and he wanted to clean them off, then and the water that was on the feet also is v'chiyutan. V'shas ha'yochef v'adayish, and the times when the animal is worn out and needs a little refreshment, or dayish, when it's threshing, also needs to have some get its feet wet. Then the oilam tell me, then the water on it is marshal kabel tuma. If a person who is not a bar das, deaf mute, or insane, or a minor, had an animal go down with their intent to wash its feet, doesn't help, because the machshava of a cotton, when it's not clear what his machshava is, does not have any halachic effect. Why? Like it says, sheish lemaisa vein lemachshava. If they do an act, or it's clear from their acts what their machshava is, what their intent is, then we go by it. Other than that, we do not go by the machshava cotton, even respect to this halacha of machshav water to be machshav the kabel tumah.